There's a wonderful little sefer called Pesher and Nefesh. He has a system over there how a person can sit and actually make a functional reckoning of how a person is doing and work on it in different areas, etc. Very nice system. So one time I decided that we use the system, and I started working with the system. So you take 13 areas which you want to work on, and you make your 15 areas, and you give yourself a one-liner in each one of them, like a something which will be a reminder about those points. And in 13 weeks, each week you work on one of them. So I picked certain areas I wanted to work on, and of course I thought, you have to work on them, but I'm not so bad at them, not so etc. So part of the system is you keep a track at the end of the day of how many times you had a problem in that area. After one day, my world crumbled. I saw how many you had a little box and you put a dot in the box every time you made it, you blew it on that area. So I figured at the end of the day I'll have two, I'll have three, I'll have four, whatever. I'm not telling you how many were there, that's none of your business. But there was a lot more than what I expected. It's like, it didn't allow a person to accept the status quo. It didn't allow a person to fool himself and say, you know what, that's not so bad. It's okay. You really need to do something about it. I'm not such a bad person, I'm a fine person, I'm pretty good, etc. No, there's an issue which needs to be addressed. And it's very painful, because we don't like looking at that in this, the real mirror of what we look like. But the reality is, we need to do it. So the whole year a person can sort of get away with, it's okay, it's not so bad, I can convince myself. And he gave a din. And a din is a scary thing. And the person who's misprinted into the concept of din, there's a day of reckoning and there's a calculation. He's forced to look in the mirror and say, how am I going to do? And he's scared. And he can't fool himself anymore. So, din is a scary thing. Hashem is a yom din. It's a scary thing. But it's such a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it forces you to address the issue. We talk about, when you're dealing with people who have issues and they're trying to bring them back, etc. They can keep rationalizing, they can keep convincing, they can keep this, they can keep that, but when they hit a hard place, they hit a really hard place, then they can say, you know what? Okay. They gotta do something about it. And that's the gewaltig chesed of a din. It's the gewaltig chesed of a din. It forces a person to be true. Forces a person to be honest. Forces a person to sit down and make a real reckoning with himself. Rav Hirsch has this idea when he talks about the concept of vidui. The mitzvah of tshuva is, the way Rambam puts it, the mitzvah of tshuva is given in the form of the mitzvah of vidui. The mitzvah of tshuva the part of the mitzvah of tshuva is the repentance, it's the changing, it's the growing, it's dealing with the issue. But the place in the Torah where the Torah gives that mitzvah is the mitzvah the person has to confess. He has to say it. You have to get it out of your mouth. He says, I did something wrong. He says, it's not easy to get that out of your mouth. If a person's honest, and then in the Lashon of the Rambam, the Lashon is that the mitzvah is to be mispatah lifnei Hashem. It's to confess to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough to say vidui. I can talk the wall, it doesn't hurt. A person understands he's in front of a Melech Malchim Lachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Rav Hashem, I did this wrong, and I did that wrong, and he's honest about what he's saying. He says that he can't convince himself that it's okay anymore. It's not enough to Kabbalah Haba, Asiv Sachet, Harasa. We need all those things. You can't read it without tshuva. But when a person is ready, it's done his tshuva, there's a mitzvah statement of terror, it's the mitzvah. It's an ikar of the slichas. The ikar of the slichas is the person who's mevakesh. He comes to the end and he says a vidui. So there's a vidui, said Lashon Mitzibur, we say Lashon Rabin. But a person's honest with himself, he says, and he's standing in front of Mitzmeitoinari, which is why it's shaykh to say Nusach of vidui is b'shaykh, and Yom Kippur we say vidui is the chalik of Shmanasri. Shmanasri tefillah is immediately saying Hashem. Tersker, Amidah L'Sneh Hashem, is when you say your Vidui. Vidui is a chelik of Amidah L'Sneh Hashem. It's not Shaykh of Vidui without Amidah L'Sneh Hashem. As you stand in front of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as you stand in front of the one who created you, one who gave you everything, as you stand there, you speak out what you did wrong. That admission forces you to address the issue. You can't rationalize it anymore. The nature of the person is we want to rationalize. We want to. Nobody wants to be a bad person. We're not bad people. We don't want to be bad people. We're not bad people. But we rationalize. And anybody in the world of chinuch can tell you that, you know, you deal with a child and the child has the biggest challenge is to get them beyond that rationalization. Stop rationalizing. Just do something about it. A parent to a child, a rebbe to a talmud, a chaver to another chaver. From outside you look and say, stop it. And that's the world, and that, if you look at Mr. Shoshan, that's when he says this. Mr. Shoshan, he builds his sulam of Aliyah. And he starts, he says, the first thing is, you know, the basement, the bride of Pimpas Vinyoras, or the Terem of Ilidei Sahiras. So here is his cheshbon and nefesh. He says, a seicher makes, he comes at the end of the day, he says, how did my day do? How did I do today? He says, any true growth has to come with the ability to be honestly assess where you are, where you want to go, what you want to accomplish, and measure yourself against that. Are you happy with what you have? Okay. Good, you're happy with this point. So what can you do to build on that? This point you're not so happy with. What can you do to correct that? What can you do to change that? Part of the reason why we don't do this, is because Revolver has an aura that we see sometimes, we look in that mirror and we see this concern and it's so painful, we just can't deal with it. He says, the reason that it's so painful is because we don't believe we can fix it. And sometimes you're stuck with it's really painful. He says, the Yesod Aleph, the first foundation of all this concept of Avodah Musar is, there's nothing which you can't fix. Everything can be dealt with. Everything can be changed. It's a question of how much work, how hard you're willing to work. But there's nothing which you're stuck with. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Gemara says that the story with Elazar ben Dodia, that there was this person at the time, originally he wasn't Rabbi Elazar, he was Elazar ben Dodia, there was a person who was extremely involved in very physical pleasures. And he was all over the world finding these physical pleasures. At one point in time, he was told, that's it. There's no way you can return. There's no way you've spent your life in this. You've committed your life to this. You've committed your money to this. You've committed your mind to this. You are stuck. And it was told to him by one of the women. He says, this is it. You're finished. And that he couldn't accept. And he changed. And the Lord says, and he died. The pain of the change was so overwhelming, it was so difficult that he died from it. It comes out a heavenly voice, and the voice says, it says, the Baal Shem Tov says, that Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia is Mesumen Olam Hazeh. He's going to go into his heavenly reward. But it's not Elazar ben Durdia anymore. It's Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia. The Rabbi, the Tana, he's a Tana now. He's one of the Tanoim of the Mishnayos. So I want to remember Rosh Hashanah. A Rabbi means he taught us something. A Rabbi means he taught. What did he teach? He taught that there's nothing which stands in front of truth. There's nothing which you can't fix. It doesn't exist. The most difficult thing, and for him it was to the point where it took away his life. But a person can change. A person can fix. So nowadays, especially the word change is in the air. The election theme is change. Tshuva doesn't mean change. Tshuva means to return. You're going back to something. Change means you never were there before. You were in A, and now let's go to B. Tshuva means you were in A once upon a time, and you're in B. Let's go back to A. This is the mussar of tshuva is that it's the daska given by Torah tshuva, because the reality is the neshama of a Jew, call yourself, which the makar where it comes from, be'etzim it's Torah and it's kaddish and it's perfect. We have to go back to where we were. We have to fix it. You have to go back to where you were. It's not, I'm asking you to create something out of nothing. It's there intrinsically in your neshama. Let's just do it. Just pull it out. So that's already maybe, that I can handle maybe. To create something new, is difficult. To go back to where I was, it's a little bit easier. You know, it's been a long time. I haven't been back there in a while. It's a little bit easier. Rav Chaim Friedlander on that same Gemara has the same Ha'ara. He says, what's the Rebbe? To be called a Rebbe means he's teaching us something. What's the Rebbe Elazar ben Durdia teach us? The Gemara says that he got the situation, he wants to do tshuva, and he says that he should go to Kadosh Baruch Hu and ask for help. He's such a low life and such a terrible person and this and that. He can't do it himself. He says, somebody has to go and speak to Kadosh Baruch Hu for him. So he says, he asked that the heavens should speak for him, and they said, we can't speak for you, we're busy taking care of, praying for ourselves. So he asked for the Horim and the Gvos, so they should speak for him. He says, okay, after all these answers that he got, he says, and it's over to the bee, it's up to me. He put his head between his knees, and he cried his heart out until he was missed. He taught us in a dover tali elabi. Nobody can do it for you, but yourself. Rabbi Elazar ben Durdia taught us, it's up to us. It's totally up to us. We can do it if we want to do it. And Hashem says, okay, so then the first step of anything you want to do is to understand these two. If you believe that everything can be dealt with, there's nothing which you can't change. So now you're not scared. We can deal with it. Is it possible? I can't deal with things that are impossible. I can't deal with it. Well, it's not impossible. Everything is possible. I got a question from somebody who got an assignment in one of their secular classes. You know, the watchword nowadays is change. Is change really possible? Can you really change? The question from the psychology class. They want to know what I had to say about it. They want to have some armakarmas on it. They want to see look something up. So I gave them the Rambam. It's the hand of every person to become like Moshe Rabbeinu if he wants. It's the hand of every person to become like your Rambam and then the Rambam. You can go to the highest of the high and the lowest of the low. And it's totally up to you. Rav Hunner Zatzal said that each generation has its elements of a challenge the ideological challenge that they're grappling with, the hashkafah issue that they're grappling with. He says, the challenge our generation is to believe in Bechira. We don't believe in the ability of human beings to change. We don't believe in it. And he'll give you psychology books to tell you it doesn't exist. He says, but that's the hashkafah of our generation. That is not true. It's false. Well, I have statistics and all the things. That's wonderful, but that's nothing to do with the reality of prayer. A human being can change. He needs help. He needs motivation. He needs belief. Whatever he needs, it doesn't exist that you can't change. So the person understands that he can change. And that's number one. I don't care. He's the lowest of the low. There was nobody lower than Rabbi Elazar ben Turki. That's what Gemara says. He's the paradigm of a person who went to the rock bottom. So you understand you can change. You understand that now you can go to the next step and say, really, where am I holding? Okay, I'm at rock bottom. Okay, let's go somewhere. He makes a cheshbon and nefesh. What am I? And it's not, there's a lot of little dots in that box over there. I made my cheshbon and nefesh at the end of the day, and there's a lot of little dots there. A lot more dots than I wanted to be there. Okay, so you have to do something about it. Okay, let's do it later. Let's do a different time. Let's not do it. It's too hard to change. I don't want to change. I'm very comfortable with where I am. So Rashi says, no. Those are random, you know, I can hear those. Rashi says, you have to. Because there's a din coming. And you got to do something about it, because that din is painful. That din is overwhelming. And what wouldn't you do? Oh, you know, I have low self-esteem and I can't deal with it. Yira is a phenomenal thing. Yira either paralyzes the person, or yira motivates the person. The adrenaline gets flowing and the person says, I don't care what I have low self-esteem, I don't care what I have low self-esteem, but I got to do it. The guy's sticking his gun to my head. What am I supposed to do? Well, I can't fight. I have low self-esteem. You know, I can't handle fighting with him. That's one approach, and that happens to some people. They just come. Some people say, okay, you know, tomorrow I'll deal with how weak I am. But right now I got to deal with the guy. The person responds. The person has the hearers now. He has cheshbon and nefesh. He has an honest cheshbon and nefesh. He has the world of emes. A true cheshbon and nefesh, to be true, true understanding, what the concept of emes. This is an interesting halacha in Hilchos Shavuos. What is a Shavuos Shav? The word Shav is translated by Targum. One place it translates it Lamagana, which means for no purpose, chinam. One place it translates it Shikra, which means false. What's a false shavua? He swears that it's nighttime outside. And it is nighttime outside. It's not false. It's not shaker. He swears it's yarim when it's yarim. He swears that it's a bima when it's a bima. Shavua shaker. Shavua shav. What's the shaker shavua? Superficial understanding of something is not ends. True understanding of something has to have a full understanding of something. You give me an obvious point, that's not the finish of emes. The sight of emes is I understand the depth of something. The moshul they give, you know. I can tell you something that's 100% true and it's still false. Because it doesn't understand the whole picture. Five blind men are put next to an elephant. Each one touches a different part of the elephant. They ask him, what did you touch? What? It's called an elephant. What is it? All of a sudden, it's a round thing, very muscular, and it's about this big. One says it's this hairy thing, right? It's about that big. One says it's like this big. One touched the trunk, one touched the leg, and one touched the tail. They said something which is 100% true, and it's totally false. It's not a full picture. truth being just a little glimpse of something and not understanding what's really going on is not emes. And as much as that's true about everything around you, it's true about yourself also. A person like the Chesed Nefesh and all these things is chesroiness, bites are not emes. Person will say, you know, I made a Chesed Nefesh, I have this problem and that problem, and I took my Chesed Nefesh safer, and I made my 13 things I have to work on, and I made a Chesed Nefesh, and I have all my dots over there, and I have my Cheshbon of the total dots for the end of the week, per mida, and I'm going to burn again forever. You know, that's basically what the guy walks with after 13 weeks of that, you know. I have enough dots over there to fill up, you know, and each dot is just a dot. You can imagine the whole story when you talk about in Shemayim, how long it's going to take, you know. They're going to pull out the list. Each story is going to take who knows how long to say. On Emmet. So it's only half of the picture. And sometimes we want to downplay our milas, because miles are Mekhayev. It's a person who's very smart. Now, it's very enjoyable to be very smart, but when I tell you what it means to be very smart and how much being smart is Mekhayev you, you know, I'm not so smart anymore. Because we expect for you a lot more. But you can't do anything with your hands tied. What are your miles? What are the parts of you which are good, which are functioning well? So the cheshbon nefesh, the person makes at the end of the day, when the businessman makes a cheshbon at the end of the day, how did they go? He doesn't only look at the problems. He looks at what went well. So we can build on that. So in order that the person should be emes, that we're coming to the emedin with emes, because Kadosh Baruch Hu is emes. And we're going to talk about the Rosh is we'll have the piyutim about the Kadosh Baruch Hu being emes. We have to be emes too. We have to be honest. But honestly, you have to have a true understanding of something, a true understanding of ourselves, a true understanding of the reality around us, a true understanding of ourselves. And that includes all of your mindless. The person sits down and thinks, what am I doing well? What are the characteristics I'm good at? What are the characteristics that I should be good at, because I do have the potential for that? And what can I build on that? And that also requires courage. It also requires an honesty, which sometimes is not easy. And a person walks away and he says, okay, I have the courage and I have the strength to look at the milas, and I have the strength to look at the chesroiness, and I have the strength to look at where I am, because again, I don't have a choice. Now I'm ready to work. Now I'm ready to work on, now I'm ready to go somewhere. And now I can start climbing the sulam, and I go from Zahiris to Zrizis. I go from there to Nikias. I go from there step by step by step. We mentioned that the person takes his little list and he says, okay, I'm going to change. I'm going to change. I'm ready to do it. Throw it out. I'm a different person. Totally brand new. It's also not being honest. It's also not him. Right? We all walk away with it. The time Yom Kippur is over, we're ready, mamash, we're ready to change. And we're going to be different this year. And we don't look like, you know, comes Rosh Chodesh Teshuvah, and some of us don't look like that anymore. And some of us, before Rosh Chodesh Teshuvah, don't look like that. So it has to be changed that you're going to be honest about. And you know you're not going to change everything in a day. But you have to have the desire to change. You have to have the rutzen to change. You have to say you're going somewhere. You have a target. And then you take it step by step. You give it, you give a down payment. I don't pay you for a house all in one shot. It's a lot of money. I give a down payment and I pay a little more and then a little more. So I don't have to be there. I just have to be on the right road. The problem is, tonight I was on the wrong road. It's a long road. But I was going in the wrong direction. That's even worse. I turned around, I'm going in the right direction. Now I'm being honest. What can I guess accomplish this year? What do I want to look like a year from now when Motzei Shabbos of Slichus? What do I want to look like then? Now, what do I want to? I want to know what would I like to look like at that point in time. Okay, what am I going to do about it to get there? Now you're being honest. Now you're being real. Now you're being, there's an element of true understanding what's going on. It's not, yeah, it's a nice thing, I'll change, I'm not going to go to her anymore. It's not true. This is what I want to look like. Good, I have a goal, I have a target, which I truly believe is I have the ability to get there, and I truly understand the challenges that are to get there. Now I truly understand. Okay, let's do it step by step. Then he comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu with emes. He says, maybe, you know, the first step he comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he comes to Kadosh Baruch Hu with a good, very good down payment. So I have a payment plan. This is the system I'm going to use to get there. So I'm really in a different direction. I'm totally changed. No, you're not. You look the same as you did before. There's a very big difference because going in a different direction. That's what emes the person comes. To the Yarmadin, he comes with emes. He's honest about his milus. He's honest about his concerns. He's honest about where he wants to go. He truly believes in his ability to get there. He truly believes and knows the challenges which take it'll overtake to overcome it. He has an honest, valid plan which fits for him. The Rosh Hashanah says, I'm emes and you're emes. We can relate to each other. The version says, such a person understood din. And the Russian, the Chazal say, if when it's sheesh din lamata and din lamala, you figure out the din yourself, you accept the din down here, and you're mekabel din, you accept you deserve it. No, version, I really didn't do well, I deserve. This is okay, fine, you accepted it, you don't need it anymore. Person mekabel din lamata, the version says, enos din lamala. If we make the true din and the true din of the cheshbon in ourselves, that right now we accept, we really need, we're honest. That's just wonderful. I'm ready to go for it. Yishmizaycha to be able to do that, that the yom and the rhyme will be then a source of, besides the tachat of the din, the source of enlightenment for ourselves. An or into the nefesh, Hashem Ari v'Yishi, the Russian will give an or to of the or of the Yom HaDin, and the Yeshua which comes, the Yom HaKippur, and the Yeshua which comes, the Russian takes out the tumah of the chet which is inside of us, because we're willing to change, we're willing to go somewhere else, which is, I'll take out that tumah, and you come out a cleansed, beautiful person, which can then go into the sukkah, the sukkah b'yamra, the sukkah b'yamra is Chag HaSukkot.